Yeah.
All right, I'd like to call the August 27th meeting to order. Request a moment of silence followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, Joel.
Okay, Bo Miller.
Present.
Mark Sattler.
Present.
Dave Bench.
Present.
Roll call complete.
Okay, looking for approval from the August 13th, 2019 meeting minutes.
So moved. Second.
Okay, roll call. Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried. Let's send it down for him to sign. I figure I'd do it now, but you don't walk out of here and forget later.
Yeah, you track me down as I'm running out the door. Mm-hmm. Okay, fiscal officer's report.
To file papers, you have deposits since last meeting, fund status report, and payment listing. Fund status report, $161,270.16 in the checking account, $588,568.35 in Star, Ohio. Payments since last meeting, numbers 17915, warrant number through 17951. Little play on numbers there. Totaling $25,266.92. Deposits made since last meeting, totaling $50,904.31. With Mark, you'll be excited. A payment for hotel tax from Lake Erie Lodge.
All right.
So, yeah, that form you made.
Oh, that's great.
Worked.
Good. Excellent.
Yep.
Happy to see you. $268.
Okay.
Mommy Bays was up. I can move to accept payment listing 17915 through warrants 17951, totaling $25,266.92, along with the receipt detail with a total of $50,904.31.
Second that.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried. I have nothing else. Oh, I do. Sorry. Let me see. Hold on. I did, no, I'll wait. Never mind. Sorry. Thank you. That's all. I'm sorry. Next meeting, I said I don't want to spoil the surprise.
Okay. Anything for Joel, gentlemen?
Nope. Nothing else.
Okay. Moving on. Fire chief is not here this time. Okay. Rec department, Mike's not here. Zoning, Linda's not here.
Must be a fast meeting.
I get the gold star for the night.
All right. So you gotta make it quick though, Kevin.
Kevin.
I get all the time.
Yeah.
I got at least an hour.
Oh. All right, you're up.
All right. For roads, resurfacing project still about a week and a half to 2 weeks out yet before they get started with the tar and chip in Bono, the Bunning Edition, and also over on Turnal Road. They've progressed along pretty good down on Bono Road. It's looking really nice right now for a tar and chip project. So I'm figuring it's going to be at least two more weeks yet before they come back to spray the cape seal over the top. That'll be the black coating. Then they'll come in most probably a week beyond that and stripe everything. So that project seems to be moving along pretty good.
Any feedback from residents?
There's only one resident down there.
Okay.
He hopes they raise the road high enough the water puts coming to his yard, so. No, and actually, that's gonna look pretty nice when they get done. Because I think when we had our roads done with a double chip seal, we did not get the ODOT spec done on ours, which is a number 8 is your first course, which is your bigger rock. But when they come back and do the second course 24 hours later, they put number 9s on it, which is what we're gonna do all of our roads in this year, which gives it a finer finish.
Mm-hmm.
Then when they spray over top of it, I think it's gonna look pretty good.
Good.
And it should hold up for the traffic that's on it.
Very good.
So.
Should look just like a tired road, Kevin. I know I saw it the other day.
It'll be pretty close when they broom it off.
Yeah.
Yep. The road salt we ordered, I've got 40 ton of it delivered so far. They started bringing it out yesterday and had a couple truck issues. So hopefully in the next week or so, we'll have the other 60 ton that we're supposed to get through the county for now. I had a question as far as backhoe or loader for this winter. Dave, have you talked to Brattle yet about getting a machine for the winter for loading salt yet?
No, I hadn't thought about it. I guess it's getting close. It's Labor Day almost, but.
Well, usually we wait until winter hits. So today I just happened to think of it, so I put it on here as a reminder.
I'll do that.
Do we want to ask that it start in December? Or do you actually wait until you see what the weather is?
Normally, it's about December, end of November, right around Thanksgiving time or a little later.
We just wait till we need it, Bob.
Okay.
He has it ready, and then...
Okay, great.
Yeah.
We have usually about 4 months, I think, is about what we keep it.
Yeah.
Okay. About 4 months.
with the discussion I was having with you in the office, I have been communicating with Lucas County EMA as far as sandbag machine, and other options they can maybe provide us during an event. They're checking in right now for sandbags, what they can legally buy for us right now. And he's also, him and the head engineer are debating on who gets to call Finley to see if we could borrow their machine, if they have a machine. I would assume as many bags as they do, they'd have a machine down there. So I'm hoping by next week I get some kind of answer one way or another on that.
So. Okay.
Then something else that I started work on a little bit last week, and I really didn't make much headway until today. I put it out to the engineer at the engineer's garage that does all the roads to try to get a list through him for a countywide equipment list from all the subdivisions. We used to have a road superintendent group, and we haven't got together in a while, but we had a share list where everybody listed their specialty equipment, the pumps, the excavators, vac trucks, stuff like that. So I'm trying to get that list that we can also put with the list that Bo put together, which if we need to get that equipment, some of the places I can make a direct call to right away. Others may have to go through the engineer's office to make the call or through EMA. But I'll get some of those details worked out. Hopefully by the next meeting, I'll have some of that stuff. So that's all I got for roads. Cemetery, just working on, I've had multiple people call me here in the last week or two. Nobody's moved yet. There's a possibility between 4 to as many 8 graves that I may be selling here shortly. So that'll, if we do sell those, that'll bring us down to just about 70 graves that we'll have left.
70 left.
70 left.
Okay.
And that's, I did talk to Alan Path today. That's the guy that's helping me and Mark as far as the cemetery plan and stuff. He's hoping in about a week and a half to try to gather all this information. We're going to do a site visit because he's not grasping exactly what we want because he's never seen the property.
Oh, good. That'll be helpful.
With the cemetery. So we're going to have a meeting. I'm going to explain some of the stuff that he already has, and that way it's worked up the way we want it and not have to send it back.
Good.
Get it reworked again. So, and that's all I got, unless you guys got something for me.
Dave, anything?
No, I'm fine.
You hit everything we were looking for. I think the sandbags were the big thing on my list today to see where we were at with the EMA. So thank you, Kevin. Okay, cemetery report. That's
Kevin reported on that. He's working closely with Alan because the engineer that originally surveyed the cemetery has since retired. Okay. And so Kevin's been very helpful to Alan to try to provide him with supplemental materials as they try to locate all of those files so that they can really pick up where the previous engineer left off. So yeah, making good progress. Thanks for all your help.
All right, on the hall rental, no new ones. I did get the new calendar for going into 2020 because I was starting to get some calls. I have all the scouts booked through, and I got the cut clinic in there with a do not move whatsoever.
Okay.
So that one's in there. So there's three or four scout groups that are all committed all the way through till May. So they were happy they were able to get all their dates in and secured. So
you got the horse club too?
The what?
The horse club.
The horse club, yeah. Mary sends them to me.
Yeah, Mary Lowe.
She does like half and half, so yeah. I think she got me through to the end of the year this year, then I'll have to get with her on next year. That's all I got on halls. Dave, anything on roads?
I just got that. I looked at Bono Road, and I thought it really looked nice, that the smaller stone on there, Kevin. Like you mentioned earlier, I think that's really going to be great.
Good.
That's about all I got.
Okay. Move on to old business. Repairs to the hall. Any word? Have we heard anything?
I called Lisa and a day ago, and she said that her life's starting to get back to normal. She said probably in about 2 to 3 weeks she was going to have it done.
Okay. Okay. Water issues, obviously, still the Brown Road, which Burkhart has been back to clean that ditch yet down there in Brown. And then we still know the Ellison and Route 2 issue that we have there.
He's going to be working on our church Blackberry over there, so maybe in a couple weeks, so maybe I can pull him in there at the same time.
Okay. Well, if you do, I know Kevin, you knew about it. We talked about them houses across the street from Turnos. Brian Miller said go ahead and just get them dipped while he's right there doing that one.
We can work it in,
yep.
No problem.
So, perfect. Okay, the ditch petitioning for the Cooley, the Cedar Creek, and the Wilhelm ditch. We talked to Mike about that today.
Yeah, Mike's going to do all the paperwork and bring it back, and George will have you sign it then. He wanted to take it back to do it right, and so we're doing a multi-county one. It'd be Lucas and Ottawa County, so I'll grab you sometime and to sign it.
Keyword: he's going to do it right. Yeah. We'd mess it up somehow, I'm sure. So we let the engineer do it. So
he offered. So
yeah,
we weren't arguing, were we?
No. Okay. Joel, you want to touch on the tax penalty, where we're at with that?
Just received a communication from the IRS. They stated that the power of attorney submitted to their office from the attorney, I said that twice, is illegible or incomplete. Please submit a legible completed form or complete form. So then I sent that on, and then the representative from the attorney's office sent a revised fax with a showing it's been submitted and received, and looks clear. I'll pass this down. First part's the email, the second part's the IRS notification, and the third part's the fax.
So any kind of correspondence I get, go right to them to address, since we're retaining them for it.
So Mock and Sturm's taking care of it on their end?
Yeah, she did it pretty quickly, so.
Okay.
Or had somebody in. Take care of it quickly. That is what probably happened. So the only concern I have is that the documentation and or communication sent after that could be rejected if they receive it and then don't have power of attorney for the township. So we will see.
It's coming along, in other words.
Yeah, I mean, so far, that's what we have.
So we don't really know if the IRS believed that it was illegible in some places, or if it was incomplete in some places.
Yeah. They feel pretty confident that we did. We filled it out. It was sent from their office correctly, so.
Okay. All right.
Maybe that's just a tactic, right? The IRS, you know, you got to reject it a couple of times.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Moving along here, number five, Davis Bessie. September 18th and October 23rd, the training, or the dry runs. I think you were going to them, Dave.
You said you'd cover those?
Yeah, I'll cover them.
Thank you very much.
All right. I left this one on from last meeting. Did Joel, the township property tax, the tax rolls, did you say Linda had that already going?
Yeah, she had it completed. I signed the paperwork, and then, so this is, yeah, I recognize it from the last time she had done that for
okay.
us.
Okay, so I'll remove that off of here for the next meeting, since that's already in progress there. Army Corps, I put Army Corps in this one right there. Army Corps of Engineers update.
So I spoke with the Army Corps of Engineers representative about a week ago, checking on the availability of the detailed report that they promised us. And they indicated that they're still going to provide us with that report, but they would need more time. So they've now moved the date out to mid to late September, when that report will be available to us. So I did ask, is there any information you can provide us even partial in the meantime? They said, no, it needs to be completed, it needs to be vetted. And he said, we need that much more time in order to do that. So we are continuing to work on our emergency action plan with all of the best information that we have. We're certainly looking forward to the Army Corps of Engineers report, but we're still working through our emergency action plan.
Buffalo had a flood in their computer lab last week, put their computers and everything down, and they lost some information.
Oh, hopefully, I hope it was backed up.
Well, I figured it would be, but when I talked to him last week, that was an issue that he canceled an appointment with me last Friday, because they were in the process of recovering information, and figure somebody like that wouldn't flood, but I guess they do have being Corps engineers, but it flooded their building. So.
Okay.
That's not a sign, is it?
What?
Is that a sign?
Yeah. That should be all the reason why you need to give me more sandbags in the machine.
Okay. There's a little more dike talk down in the new business too, so go on. I had a couple things that I forgot I wanted to add on here. The Belkofer and Goodrich property, the selling, the real estate, Dave, remember we had Ken do it, and then we were going to... Do you want me to take over on that? Or
I just kind of left it go, because I had enough to do in the dikes and that.
Yeah.
And Pat was supposed to have stopped and gave me her proposal. Pat has never given it to me yet, so I guess I got to bounce her.
Okay.
But I've been so busy with this stuff.
Yeah, I know. This has been kind of consuming everything.
Yeah. I figured that wasn't that important.
Right.
So
okay.
I kind of let that set.
Well, I'm just going to leave that on here. We'll leave that on old business. Just kind of come back to it. And I did follow up. Well, I've been trying to follow up with Ron Myers on the speed study. He was in the office yesterday. Never called me back. Called him back again today. Wasn't in the office. And called him last week. And it's just, I think he's in and out on vacation or something because the lady even put me through to somebody else.
They didn't give you his personal cell
phone number? No. So he must be on vacation. So, but I did go back in my emails and I looked and I sent that back in June. June 26th, I think, is the day I sent it on, and it showed that he received it. So,
okay.
Any other old business that you guys can think of right now? Okay, moving on to new business. There's a town hall meeting
tomorrow night
with Mike Sheehy at the Maumee Public Library from 5 to 7.
Yeah, I'm planning on going to that. Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, everybody know who Representative Michael Sheehy is, one of our state reps. So it's a public town hall, but he's also invited all of the local elected officials to come and represent their constituency and also hear what he's got to say and what some of the feedback is. So I will be there to represent all of you and to gather whatever information he has.
I wanted to meet him, so I'll probably be with you.
Okay, very good.
Has he ever returned your call, David?
No.
No, he doesn't respond.
That's why I want to go see him. No, it's what makes you mad is he lives so dang close, you know. He could even drive over, you know.
Yeah, yeah. He lives right down on Schmidt.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, the Metro Parks Board meeting.
Okay. We probably everybody read that we were at the Metro Parks Board meeting. We presented some information to the Metro Parks Board of Directors about the current status of our dike situation here in Jerusalem Township. In my opinion, the board members were very agreeable. They were surprised, they were concerned, and the vice president of the board stood up and said, "You have my assurance that we will, as good neighbors, work with Jerusalem Township to address whatever issues there are with the dikes in the new Howard Marsh Metro Park." So, no specifics yet, but we have their commitment to work with us, so we're really happy about that. Dave, comments?
Yeah, some people say, why did it take us so long to get this far? Well, we were talking to Tim Sheeter and Dennis Franklin, and we thought that they were communicating with the board. We found out they weren't.
The board was very surprised.
Yeah, very surprised. We were kind of shocked. And it's Kevin Dalton. He lives on Decant Road by Arquette. And he wants to see some of the S-curve down there and a few things. So someday this week or next week, I'm going to try and get him out there so he can see how bad that is. And then we'll see what we can do. So it was really quite interesting to see that they were dumbfounded.
They were surprised,
yeah.
Shocked, and then they looked over at the Metro Park representatives who should have been briefing them and said, "Why
yeah.
not?"
Yeah.
Tom talked to that Tim Sheehy.
Name.
And he said,
got it. Yeah.
He said that they're not going to do nothing over there until the township starts theirs first.
Well, that's Tim Sheeter.
Yeah.
That's Tim Sheeter.
Yep.
We're talking about board now.
Yeah, all five members of the board were in attendance.
Yeah,
yeah. You're right. Exactly what we got.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
How recent was that
information? That was the day after our meeting here 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Okay, that was before, and that was before we met with the Metro Park Court.
Yeah.
Because that was just a week ago.
Everybody was calling in to find out what they're going to do about
everything's changed now since we were in front of the board. If you looked at the, you know, Tim had a lot of, he was interviewed also in the newspaper article.
Yep.
And he was emphasizing that those dikes were not in tip-top shape when they purchased the property. Well, we know that. They're older dikes. They're legacy dikes. But anyway, we have the board's assurance that they'll work with us. So I think that's a good step forward.
Yeah. Dave, when you take Kevin, don't forget to take a machete to knock some brush down.
We're not going there. We're going the S-curve.
Okay.
And I'm going to have my long pants on and everything, so I don't get all bit up. I can't think of anything else. That's about all on that.
We're kind of getting some feedback from Mike Panuski on different options. There was talks of, in our emergency action plan, you know, what we could do to stop water. There was talks of, you know, building temporary dams across Ward's Canal and the Cooley at the most narrow point, you know, on the northeast to prevent any more flow from coming in. He says that's out of the question. He goes, there's no way you'd be able, there's not enough pumps in the county to be able to pump the water that's already going to be in the Cedar Creek and that out, that you'd be causing more damage than good. And then we talked about the, you know, just doing some diversions like we talked last week, and he thinks that's the best option at this point with some, super sacks, he called them, the big sacks.
Have some ready.
Yeah, get some of these huge sandbags that you see down like at Katrina and have them here in the township or close. He goes, you might have to store them or wherever the government lets us keep them, but if we could get some of them here and have them readily available that we could fill them, you know, down on site is what his best suggestion is. So
he's a very accessible person. He's our new engineer, and he worked for the Corps of Engineers, so he knows water. So it's really he's here at the right time. He probably should have been here sooner, maybe, but he's really a good guy, so when he comes up for vote for him.
And he is definitely working on this. This is like he makes it priority. You know, we call him, he responds, and
he's a good man to work with. Yeah,
he's probably the easiest one to get a hold of in the whole county.
And who is he?
His name's Mike Panuski.
He's the incoming new chief engineer for the county,
which is what, 2 years away or next?
No, he said actually in the next few months.
Oh, so he'll be done.
They'll appoint him.
Yeah.
And then I think he's up for election next year, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He does a.
We're also talking about we're the feasibility study of maybe putting a dike from Howard Road Bridge to maybe the entrance there. So if those dikes broke the other way, that would block it right there. So that's a feasibility study there, and then like I said, we'll all take Kevin Dalton out and show him the S curve and that too, and so he understands it too. So I think we're doing something, and something will happen here yet before.
Hopefully sooner than later.
Yeah, that's right.
And he talking to Mike, we're gonna look at a survey of the dikes from a certified engineer, because the Army Corps doesn't want anything. They won't even talk about these dikes, the ones that are bad. It's not their problem. They're hands off. So we can get a survey from a certified engineer that they would actually get in a boat and walk the dikes and then be on the water side, and then they'll give us a report. But I think he was.
So this will be a very good supplemental information over and above what we expect to get from the Army Corps of Engineers. But he said, yeah, that would give you all of the details that you would need. Now this is not short term. This is a longer term plan. But then when we got ready to say, okay, you know, if we went to individuals or groups that were responsible for different portions of the dike, that would be some very solid documentation to say, no, that here's exactly what's wrong with that.
How far from the lake?
Yes, state your name, George, please.
George Coker.
Thank you. We just got to have it for record on there.
How do you spell Coker?
C-O-K-E-R. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Questions. How far from the lake going up to Cedar Creek are the, where they're going to make the survey? And they're going to go all the way to Route 2?
Oh, yeah. We were talking about the bridge there at Corduroy Road. And then going, we haven't decided how far to go into Ottawa County yet. Mike's going to talk to the county engineer for Ottawa County, and they're going to work together and see how far to go in.
Are you talking about the petition or the survey, the engineering survey?
Well, I think he's talking about the petition, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever entertained the thought of putting a permanent road dike up at the end of Seaman and Teachout Road? Instead of putting stone there, whenever the water comes up, have the county or us put, you know, just put a asphalt, you know, like a big giant speed bump there or something?
They won't do it. I've asked, begged, they won't do it. Okay. So they won't take, I kind of said that I would help the guys do it because they didn't want anything there. They sent us a letter. They didn't want any stone or anything there. And I said, we have to.
Yeah.
To protect ourselves. So, I asked, begged, no. The one thing we got to do, George, is when the water goes down a little bit, I know we were talking about putting some flapper gates at Cooley and the Seaman ditch so the water isn't coming in and out all the time, something like Sachs Road. Same thing we did there, you know. So, but that's down the road too, you know. That answer? You're welcome.
Anything else on that this time?
Mike Panuski did give us an excellent contact at the state to work with us on our emergency action plan. So we'll be reaching out to that gentleman as well.
He has a wealth of knowledge.
He is. He is. It's really, really nice to have him as a resource.
You better believe it.
Okay, 911 consolidation meeting, September 12th, 5:30 at Maumee Municipal Building.
So that meeting is with all of the township any township trustees that are willing to come. And Andy Glenn is the township trustee that was elected to represent all the rest of the townships. And there's going to be a five-member panel that decides whether the 911 consolidation goes forward or not. And Andy Glenn represents the townships. So this meeting on September 12th is for all of the townships that he will represent to come and brief him on our concerns, the position of our constituents. That's really what that's for.
I think it's to give him feed, you know, so he understands
how
our feelings.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me stop and ask: is there any feedback, any opinion from the constituents in attendance regarding the 911 consolidation proposal? No strong feelings. Okay. I know I did read about Sylvania Township residents. Had some pretty strong feelings in the paper. Okay, thank you.
I think Tony has one the same night. It's for the fire chiefs. So he's going there, and I think we should go. I plan on going, at least.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. TMACOG Agricultural Discussion Report.
Oh, I went to that meeting. I figured I should. It's a good thing I did because there was a lot of these, I better watch what I say, but the water quality people were there, you know, and they said, well, are these people qualified to be on these committees? And we said, yes, we are, because we're here for a reason, to do something good. I mean, they were there, so farmers and ag people were there, and so it was quite a meeting. It was they were going to structure the committees. They started, it probably won't be done till November, the chairs and the voting members and the participants. And we're going to talk about the goals and the objectives. And then we talked also about the impact of the spring rain and the preventive planning. There was people from the Ag, the FSA, and it was well, just a bunch of good people there, you know, that it was well-rounded, I guess is what I wanted to say, you know, of people there. And so I was glad I went, and I guess I'll go in November, too, and see what happens.
It's good to have. This is a new subcommittee of the Water Quality Council, mm-hmm. and it's designed to represent agriculture. So it's great to have people that work in the field of agriculture there on that committee.
That's why I figured I better be there.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay. I think you guys all got this in your mailbox also. I added this one when I got in today. There's a 2019 infrastructure funding seminar that's set for September 10th, 2019 at the Maumee Bay Lodge. Looks like it starts at 1. This is going to be how to get funding.
It looks like a good conference to go to about
procedures
for roads and bridges and infrastructure.
So that's September 10th,
right?
At 1 o'clock. Okay. And the last thing that I had, since Linda was not here, she texted me. We have the bid packages that we received back for the demolition of the house at 850 Main Street in Martin, Ohio. This is the one that's half a house.
Is it half?
Yeah, there's not much there. So we have Bill Belcoffer Excavating. They come in at $3,250. And if there was a, if the sewer needed capped, it was an additional $700. Jensen Construction came in at $2,500. That was removal of one dead tree. And then Paschal, Ben, and Sons Excavating come in at $6,790. So there's a huge difference there.
Couldn't Kevin just back the truck up into it accidentally and knock it down?
Could be.
That's like a tailgate.
I guess the only question that I have, too, is Bill Belcoffer had contacted me and said that they could not find any record, the county couldn't find any record of that actual address downtown, so they couldn't tell if that was ever... had a sewer tap on it, and the sewer tap would have to be capped. So I don't know if we should have, if Jensen's way cheaper, but if they included that or not. He said they don't know if it's even been tapped or not, but the sewer runs right through there, so they're assuming that it was tapped.
I never paid attention to that house, how old it is, you know. What was that? The sewer went in, about 12 years ago?
And they had to tap in if it went, wasn't it?
Anybody lived in it.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody was living in it or not.
Well, I don't know down there, but I know some places in Reno they didn't have to, but they got away with it. But if there's no record, then there should be a record.
Well, they didn't have record of that address.
Sanitation department should have it, though.
Yeah, 850 Main Street didn't have it. The county.
They have to have a sewer bill.
Yeah.
You'd think, yeah.
It has to have it.
I would say if there's nothing, no records, it's not tapped. I would say. Even if you add another $700 on there.
Yeah, he's still cheaper.
He's still cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do we have a motion on the floor to accept?
We've had no luck reaching the owner, the responsible party for that property?
The way I understand it is Linda has exhausted all of her efforts. She has contacted the property owner at their last known address. She, I believe, has even put a notice in the Metro Press and allotted the time frame that is required. I think it's probably 30 days each notice. Or we can table it till she gets back. But we opened, the bids were opened here in this meeting, so.
If she said it was ready to do and she's got this, I'd say let's just do it and get it over and get that out of there. It's an eyesore. It's dangerous, you know. It's in the middle of town. Kids get hurt. I can make a motion to accept the Jensen's bid of $2,500 to tear down. I don't have the address.
$850.
Make a motion to have Jensen Brothers tear down 850 Main Street, Bono, Martin, Ohio, for $2,500.
I can second that.
Okay, roll call. Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Wow.
Okay, Chief, I think, is that all we had for new business, gentlemen? Do you guys have anything else?
I'm done.
Okay. Chief, we'll let you jump in, I guess, if you have anything.
Sure. Thank you very much. Sorry I was late. What we're gaining, I know that three more titles were found, and the titles are now in one folder, and they're in the safe. So we're gaining on it.
Perfect.
One was the Pierce engine and the truck that we got from Toledo and the boat that we purchased a year ago. So still working on that project and moving forward with it. We're going to have three firefighters in Fire 1 class over at Oregon, which will be starting in September. And we have one new member at EMT school at Owens. So, you know, just like everyone else, the intense part of the school year starts, even though we have schooling year round for us. We recently received our floating fire pump. This gives us the ability to draft even into 1 inch of water, and it's another pump that can provide numerous opportunities. So if we have restricted areas where we need to get water, you know, we have another pump now that can do this. There was a nice article in the Suburban Press that complimented our 75 years. I was very pleased with the reporter. She was a new student reporter and taking hold of this. So she did a nice job. Next week, our ladders will get tested as our annual requirements done. We had our hose testing, and we had five of our large diameter hoses fail. So I'll be purchasing a hose to replace that. That's why we have a third party come in and record it, document it, so we're compliant with everything that we need to be. Captain Wolf on our department has just accepted a position with the City of Oregon, congratulations to him on a new position. I believe his title will be Deputy Chief over training, which is a huge responsibility and everything. But Jim Wolf has gone through a lot of different schooling than that. Lines are going on to schooling. I don't know how that'll affect. We don't know how that'll affect his participation with us yet, because as a Deputy Chief, he'll be a 24/7 duty, member of the department. So, but. That's yet to be seen, but the biggest thing is, if you see him, congratulate him on that nice position that he's getting. We've had an uptick on marine activity, not just lately, with the boat fire that we had several weeks ago. And then recently, we just had a spill from a bilge. I'm looking at the possibility of trying to meet with the marinas or their clubs, groups, whatever you want to call them, and see if they can't maybe do it. If they would like, we could provide some assistance and educational preparedness for, you know, problems with fueling and fuel in their bilges. So, you know, we certainly don't want the reoccurrence of another boat fire like we had. You know, the efforts did a great job. Everybody did a really good job. But that could have went a lot worse. And if you see, I've gotten to see the security videos of the boat fire itself, and it could have went a whole different way. So just planning on talking to the marinas, and we're making sure that our mapping is up to date, and also surveying their fueling depots to make sure that all the they're compliant with NFPA and the extinguishers and the Ohio Revised Code. So we also had some maintenance repairs done to Medic 31. The air conditioner compressor finally failed, so that got repaired by American Enterprise. Other than that, I meet with the Lucas County Fire Chiefs tomorrow, and that means a special meeting for the consolidation. So I'll report back to you on the position of the fire chiefs and where that's going to head to. So.
Right. Quick question, Chief. The sure. The house on Howard.
Yep, the burn permit is being prepared, and that's got to go to the EPA. So we're getting real close. It's going to go down fairly soon.
Are we sure that'll happen before this winter?
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful, beautiful. Okay. Thank you.
And then I have also asked for trying to get a couple contractors to give me a tentative idea of the cost of demoing the training center house, because it's pretty much beyond its use for us.
That's actually, and Kevin's not here. If you do, I think that back barn's about to fall in too. Should we have them entertain a price on that while they're there?
We'll take a look at it.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, the north wall on the large barn is being compromised and starting to,
right.
You know, there's some structural integrity there that is beginning to fail. Even though those barns are phenomenal, how they will stand with as just skeleton. But, we can certainly do that. I'm going to prepare a scope of work, write up a scope of work of what, you know, I would want to see done for ours, and I'll share that with you guys, and then we'll go from there. Okay. That way the scopes can be compliant to what similar what you probably already wrote for these demolitions too. Kevin had to leave for a run.
For Alan?
EMS run that he needed to go to. They were short-handed.
Okay.
Anything else, Chief?
I'm sorry.
You're done?
Yes, I apologize.
Anything for the Chief, gentlemen?
No, nothing else.
Okay. Looking for any public participation at this time. We make you wait till the end.
That's wonderful. Number one, my name is Tim Hartford.
Okay.
I've been a resident in Jerusalem Township for over 50 years. I appreciate you gentlemen saying the Pledge of Allegiance. That was really a nice surprise. And this is pleasant. If you'll indulge me, my story goes back just over a year now, last May. I had just come around the corner of my swimming pool, and I heard a pop against the pool, and if I may approach, this is what hit the pool.
Ooh.
So we called the sheriff's department. They sent a gentleman out and deputy out and came home, I think a week ago now, with the roof. And again, this was the damage to my barn roof. A different individual. So we talked to the sheriff about what's required in order to be able to shoot. And He said it's strictly up to interpretation of the individuals.
And this is the roof?
Yes,
so
sir.
So the bullet passed, just skimmed it.
Yep, it sure did. It hit here, yeah. Came in here, traveled that way. This is my property in red here. This is Eisenhower.
North Curtis and Seaman. So they're shooting from North Curtis and sitting in the back of our property.
Yes, so the gentleman that shot the pool is here in this house.
So this is...
This one, if I lay a straight edge across my barn, it comes out exactly to these trees.
So this is Seaman?
Yes.
You guys live on Seaman?
Yes.
Okay.
So I guess what our concern is we need to know what we can do about establishing some sort of footprint and composition of a backdrop for people to shoot into. Thanks, Don. Right now, it's strictly up to the individual to decide what they feel comfortable shooting. And these people shoot just straight at my house. And they had the audacity to say they didn't believe a bullet would travel that far. They told my wife and the deputy that the bullet can't travel that far.
A 22 will go a mile, and this is a
lot
bigger
than a
22.
I literally was standing at the bullet when that hit.
He's got a backstop now, and it's probably chest high. He still shoots. It's still, in my estimation, our yard goes back quite a way. Just 2 weeks ago, we had our grandkids for 2 weeks, and right afterwards, we get that.
Yeah, the day they left, we got that.
Mr. Hartford, did you speak with the property owner after the second?
We're not sure which one it was.
It wasn't the same person.
It was not.
It's at the trajectory goes out closer to Eisenhower.
Yeah, and the deputy said that there's really not much we can do without knowing for a fact, which I wouldn't want to accuse anybody. And I certainly don't want to stomp on their rights.
Yeah, but this is dangerous. I mean, this is
and
not...
I'm afraid to have the kids out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that the Andersons? That's a rental house now, isn't it?
Yeah, the Andersons, the corner one. Yeah. And that's not where this is at. This is further down. This is
The Andersons live next door to the school, right? And then they own...
They're north of the school.
Yeah. Right.
Anderson, okay, and then so his daughter, and then another daughter.
Mm-hmm. It's like the first one that hit the pool was the first house from Seaman Road coming north.
Going south.
Coming south.
That's the old Anderson
and
house.
Looks,
over there.
Yeah.
The family
looks
grew
like
up.
The other one must have been two or three houses down from that. Yeah. That's the way it looks.
So somebody on North Curtis is by the school.
Is that Dittman's old place there?
Dittman's old place.
Is that
yeah,
next
right
door
there.
To you? Okay,
yeah.
I just want to make sure I got my bearings right.
I'm
looking.
The junkyard.
The sheriff said there's no zoning laws in Oregon in Jerusalem Township. The only thing they said is you have to have a safe backstop. But it's open to interpretation what a safe backstop is. He said that all you need is sand and brick and block and a pile of sand, but for it to hit our roof, that's like...
And you hear it going through the trees. It actually ricochets from the gentleman that put the little pile of dirt in. It still comes off the top of that and ricochets through the trees. I hear it going through the trees.
The gentleman that has the backstop, have you talked to him since he put that in and said, hey, we're still hearing them ricochet?
No.
No, okay.
We've had trouble with this before over on Decant Road too, and yeah, they finally put up railroad ties and dirt,
which would make sense.
But yeah, you need a pretty big backstop for
Wolf Creek
heavy.
Sportsman Club has a beautiful backstop, you know, and I wish people would utilize that because that's you know, they have to blow on there, but I mean they have a very nice backstop constructed correctly and quite elevated. But I wish people would utilize that location, you know, because it's approved, it's been examined by the DNR and everything else. So
got a big dike in back of it too there.
Right.
Those are dike problems. I keep shooting holes in it.
I don't
shooting
even know.
Holes in dike, yeah.
So, yeah, we didn't even know if this body could help us at all.
You've already spoken with the sheriff.
Yes, and they just came out last week and made a report on the roof. There's actually three creases up there. There's one that penetrated and two other ones just creased it.
I don't think there's anything in our zoning. Did you ask our zoning inspector?
I did. She said she didn't think there was anything.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
She said same thing. There's just nothing.
I'm kind of thinking out loud here with you. We could ask our zoning inspector to next time she meets with the zoning board committee, zoning board, to discuss that, the fact that there isn't any zoning regulation regarding backstop, and to see if they would take that up. We could do that.
I would really appreciate that.
We could have her ask about the other townships. That's usually what we do, and see what they have. Yeah.
That's a good point to review what other townships have.
Yeah, because usually theirs is passed the laws and everything. Yeah.
Not to say that she'll be able to do anything, because this gets into, you know, you're talking the construction of it. She might be able to say this is the size, you know, and this, but if they don't use the, you know, we don't, our zoning inspector doesn't, well, when somebody builds a house and actually does the inspection to make sure it's to code, you know, that's, I think
But if I had some sort of guidance, that's, I guess, what I'm
yeah,
right.
I do not want to get in a pissy contest with the neighbors.
Yeah, well, my personal opinion, this is enough for me to get in a pissing contest with, so I can tell you that.
I don't believe any.
It's not the only area.
Right.
Everybody's shooting guns everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, especially on weekends, you hear them going off at people's houses with parties.
This gentleman had no idea. He honestly said there's no way a bullet can travel that far.
I don't believe any resident would like to deal with an accidental gun injury
right.
to someone else.
Child,
whether adult or especially a child.
I'm going to give these to Linda. If we can keep these, we'll forward these all on to her. And we'll touch base with her on that and see what we can come up with. Maybe before you leave, we get your number and we'll, sure. You know, that way she can maybe reach out to you guys also. And we can kind of keep you guys informed on, you know, what we can do, if we can do anything, you know. That is definitely a scary situation you have going on over there.
Yeah, like I hate going outside when they're freezing.
Yeah.
I remember they used to dump nails out in front of you guys' house, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
That's been a while, when I was first a trustee. It goes back. I literally, they dump off and on. People dump nails when they're down there. Just be ornery.
Our neighbor was saying that it was because someone down the road, her and her husband were getting separated, so he was doing that.
Oh, Jesus.
Trying to get her,
okay. Yeah. But he's nice. Getting everybody else, too.
That's
nice. Okay, anything else on that end? All right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yep, absolutely. Anybody have anything else? Any public participation? Seeing none. Looking for a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
Second.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Saller.
Yes.
Motion carried, meeting adjourned.
Tip.
Adjourned.
Tip.
Adjourned.
Tip.
Adjourned.
Tip.
Adjourned.
Tip.
Adjourned.
Tip.
Adjourned.